the biggest chunk of this growth is foreign workers. Foreign workers who are working in your restaurants, in your cafes, in your manufacturing sector, in your shipping sector, and probably, I suspect, a fair number of people who are serving you today. We will collapse without them. And the more of them, the more the economy grows. So you Singaporeans have to be told this in a way that they understand, and I think most people will understand. The biggest problem you can have is no growth. If you can have growth, you can manage the other issues. Every country has to be sensible about immigration. Your heart has got to be in the right place. You have to care for people who are suffering around the world. But no single country, not even the US, can take all of the world's people who want to get into the US. Because they have to be housed, fed, clothed, out of taxpayer money. Culture is different, their attitudes are different, and it completely undermines the legal immigration system. Our approach has been, look, I take you in if you're going to add value. If not, you can't come in. Sorry. Very simple. And I, like many other ministers, have been the recipient of a large number of lectures from European ambassadors on how we should take in more people. And I've always said to them, I'm 720 square kilometers. If you are so concerned, you're much bigger. I will take them, but you take them from me. The conversation usually ends there.